Ronald, congratulations. Not just the win, but the manner of the win.
Yes, from the start in the game, I think we controlled it well. We played good ball position from the back. We had some good chances to score, and I think the first goal it's a great goal of Shane Long. Very good early cross of Matthew Target, and maybe the critic was that it wasn't, and we should have scored the second one before halftime. But okay, that's only that critic about the first half. But we dominated the game till the last second. But we had should have scored more goals.
Yeah, noticeable though that your team came out in the second half and started the pace again. Because I imagine at 1-0 you were thinking, for goodness sake, don't step off.
Yeah, sometimes it can be that problem if you are winning in the game 1-0 and it's a second half like West Ham. But playing at home is different, and the message to the players in halftime was go on like this, keep pressing and try to score the second one.
I felt that you felt to me that Matt Target benefited from Saturday's game playing as a wing back, because tonight he was hugging the white lines, he was getting high in the early cross. Give him huge credit for that, for Shane Long's goal.
Yeah, of course, because Matthew can play both positions on the left side. He's a good football player, he's a young one, had a little big competition with Ryan Bertrand, who played also very good today as a centre back, as the left centre back. And I'm happy that we have this kind of players, because then sometimes you can change your system.
You went with the three at the back again, the three centre halves, obviously with Deeney and Ighalo in mind, and actually, to be fair, Fraser-Forster couldn't have had a better return.
No, we had a very good defending. First of all, we had good pressing. That makes it very difficult for them to have good passes to the two in front. And when they had the ball, we had good defending with Virgil, Jose and Ryan. Perfect. And that's my preference against two strikers, to play with three at the back, because you have always ball position and it's not a risk to play one against one.
When we spoke yesterday, we talked about the points away from the top seven and the points away to relegation. None of the sides immediately below you in the table have won in these midweek fixtures, and the two above you haven't won. So all in all, it's been a pretty good 24 hours.
Yes, very good. And it was time to win the game and to play out of this performance. And that's a very good win, and it gives the boys confidence. And okay, we're looking forward to Saturday. We can make the next step.
Well, this is the key, isn't it? Back-to-back wins will make an enormous difference. You know, it can't be another false dawn for you after the Arsenal game. It didn't quite go the same way.
Yeah, but normally we can make good results against the big teams. But with these two games at home, what I said, then you have to win. And that makes a big step in the position in the league, and that we need, because that gives really the players the total confidence what you need to play and what you need to play football.
We've been asking fans on the radio about the team for Saturday, and I was thinking, even for a nice headache, it's not an easy one, because you go four at the back, you go five at the back, you've got Wanyama coming back, you've got some Pella coming back, there's some decisions. Tadic scored.
Yeah, but okay, it's I'm happy that I have to make that kind of decisions, because we know we have good competition. Tadic came in, scored a goal. Shane Long did a great job. Davis was perfect tonight. And okay, and the decision will be what kind of opponent we get on Saturday. And normally, you know, West Brom is not not coming to St. Mary's to open the gate. And that can be different and more difficult.
Well done tonight. We'll look forward to that one then. Thank you.